Women at the Reno Club were basic at time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Bing, Joe, Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, Prince, and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump. All the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon, and yours truly, David Bassey.
Yeah.
Now, this week, we celebrate the music of jazz trombonist Wycliffe Gordon with our special guest, Wycliffe Gordon himself!
Yeah.
Oh, please. Now welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Burl McDonald and Pete Weber himself.
Oh.
Oh. I can't believe it.
I know. I can't believe it either.
But you're impressive.
I can't believe how good a time we have here on 12th Street Jump every week. And tonight is even more special.
Oh, it's going to jump. Tonight is a very special night. A lot of exciting things.
I'm tingling.
It's stick. Just stay tuned. That's all we can say. We got the real Pete.
You got a good
really
hour
tingling.
Ahead of you.
Yes. Hey, Pete, I want to know, did you hear that they finally figured out what caused the Super Bowl power outage?
I wondered. What's up?
Well, Pat Robertson said it was God's punishment for that GoDaddy.com commercial.
Oh. Yeah. You know what else I heard? I heard IBM.
Oh,
IBM is sending its supercomputer Watson to college to study English, math, and other subjects.
Hmm.
You know, of course, Watson will be at a disadvantage. All of the other kids have Macs.
Well, speaking of schools, a Missouri state senator is proposing a course to teach firearm training to first graders.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they'll be using that new book, Fun with Glock and Jane.
Oh, no. You know, speaking of Locked and Loaded, that's this episode right here.
Yes.
And David Bassey, who's going to get things started with the Duke Ellington classic, I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never went much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Now I never went in for afterglow, the candlelight or the mistletoe. Now you turn your lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, a full on fire now. Well, I never made love by the lantern shine, never saw rainbows in the wine. Now your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning. Did it park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. Oh, well, I'm fine now. Well, I never made love by linen shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now, your lips are burning mine. I'm beginning to see the light. Now, 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 your lips are burning mine.
This week, we celebrate the music of jazz trombonist Wycliffe Gordon. Born in Waynesboro, Georgia, Wycliffe was first inspired musically by his father, a classical pianist and teacher who played organ at the family church. Wycliffe took up the trombone at the age of 12 when his older brother began playing it in the junior high school band. An aunt introduced Gordon to jazz through her record collection, which included works by one of Wycliffe's early favorites, Louis Armstrong.
Wycliffe Gordon is well known for his work with Wynton Marsalis, first with the Marsalis Septet and later with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. He was named Trombonist of the Year by the Jazz Journalists Association and Downbeat's Critic Poll. The versatile musician even arranged a theme song for public radio's afternoon news program that I enjoy hearing, All Things Considered.
Now, besides performing and teaching at his music school in Augusta, Georgia, Wycliffe has another important project, writing the score for the 1925 silent film Body and Soul. Paul Robeson starred in the movie about race, religion, and small-town life in the South, and the project is just another facet of this innovative composer, arranger, and musician who puts his body and soul into everything he does.
We are going to spend the next hour playing the music of Wycliffe Gordon. To get that done, we're going to need a great jazz trombonist. So we have the man himself, Mr. Wycliffe Gordon.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to 12th Street Jump, Wycliffe.
I'm glad to be here.
Just about any response will do, but we'll take it for sure. It's too much fun. Now, you also teach. What's an important lesson?
An important lesson to me is that I tell the students or students of the music or whatever to take can't and cannot out of your vocabulary. When you have those words in your vocabulary, it defeats the purpose of even trying. So that's one thing.
Absolutely. And that's a hard thing. You know, it's hard to give yourself a little credit and to push forth and to give yourself a little, you know, pride for your victories. What's inspired you over the years?
Just the music of great musicians like Louis Armstrong, you know, just not what his contributions was just as a musician, but, you know, just as a humanitarian, you know, for people all over the world. You know, he's been a great inspiration.
And I heard you talking about that universal language, that it speaks to what's going on.
Yes, it does. Music is it's the great equalizer. Music is a universal language. And it's one thing that I've noticed in my many travels that always puts everyone on an even keel.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I believe at some point, someday, a young man or a girl is going to say, you know, the music of Wycliffe Gordon probably inspired me.
Yeah.
and that's one of the reasons why we're so lucky to have you. So we're going to get you playing some music. Professor Joe Cartwright, what do you prescribe for this moment?
I have a remedy.
Okay.
We're going to get things started with a great Dizzy Gillespie composition. This is called Blue and Boogie. Thank you.
about the 12th Street Jump Band?
Huh? Hot in here.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked his slide trombone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as flat as the 49ers or as dark as the Superdome, the blues is you.
You know, that's right, Pearl. And this week, let's find out what gives our special guest, Wycliffe Gordon, the blues. Wycliffe, I'm going to ask you some serious questions. I'm not sure that I expect any serious answers. Describe yourself in 5 words or less.
Considerate, gentle, kind human being.
And he's good at math, too. You see that? Now, you got any kids?
I have 5 kids, 4 boys and a girl.
Considerate, kind, gentle human being.
Who would you like to meet at a party?
I would love to meet Louis Armstrong.
Mm. Okay, okay. Where would you like to retire?
Well, I don't think I ever will retire, but I think when I get close to retirement, it'll probably be in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay. What's your best jazz memory?
Oh, just many nights on the road with the Wynton Marsalis Septet.
You got any funny story from those gigs?
Well, there's the bassist in that band, Reginald Veal, and one night he played a bass solo on a food container. It was great. It was hilarious.
Okay. Now, aside from hearing food container solos, what's your other favorite sound?
The sound of a beautiful human voice, speaking or singing.
Absolutely. What's the strangest instrument you know how to play?
What's this instrument from Australia? It's called the didgeridoo.
Where's your favorite place to play your didgeridoo?
At home. In my living room.
Now, besides all this, you got any secret talents we don't know about?
Yes. When me and my siblings get together at family function, we have what we call the silly dance contest, and I'm pretty good at that.
Well, it's too bad this is a radio show. Otherwise, we'd have to ask you for a little example.
Yes, yes.
Now, I must ask you the most important question, and that is, what gives you the blues, sir?
Going any day without hearing music.
That'll bring you down. Hey, Pete, how about you getting us started with Wycliffe Gordon's Blues?
Be a pleasure.
Meeting Louis Armstrong. You know, Wycliffe thinks that would be cool.
Yeah.
Retirement in Lexington. The thought just makes him drool. But you know, he knows it won't happen while putting 5 kids through school.
Human voice makes Wycliffe stop and stare. Jamming with Wynton Marsalis, he still wishes he was there. But the thing that makes him laugh is Reginald Veal playing Tupperware.
Playing in the living room, he doesn't think it's hokey. You know, it's quieter than a jazz club.
Yes,
most times, definitely less smoky. And there's no one there to see him dance the Wycliffe Hokey Pokey.
A day without music makes Wycliffe blue. He needs to hear sweet music, at least a note or two.
Yes.
And if he can't get his trombone, he'll play his didgeridoo.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his didgeridoo so he could hear the rent?
Give it up for Wycliffe Gordon and his blues. Thank you, sir. Whoa, whoa. Is he breaking a move? Is he making a
move? He's dancing. He's dancing. He's dancing.
What do you call that?
Our listening audience would be so surprised.
As you can see, we do it right here on 12th Street Jumps, so don't go anywhere, because there's more to come. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club on 12th Street, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
We're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody gets cut. And it's not really a contest. It's just a chance to hear great players like Wycliffe Gordon trading riffs and sharing ideas with a young musician. That musician this week will be our cutting contestant, Cole Harrison. Welcome, Cole. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, Cole, I mentioned you're young. Where do you go to school?
I go to Shawnee Mission East.
Shawnee Mission East, and what year are you?
I'm a senior.
So, and Shawnee Mission East, just to let you know, is in Prairie Village, Kansas.
Yes.
How long have you been playing the trombone?
Since about fourth, fifth grade.
Fourth or fifth grade, and who inspired you on this instrument?
My father.
Your father, okay. Now he has a ride home.
Yeah.
And I have to say, who's inspirational to your father?
My mother,
yes.
Of course.
Now they both do not have to sleep in the garage. Now you play the trombone. What other instruments do you play?
I'm also a pianist. I play guitar, and I'm a singer.
Okay, so a very talented person. And who is someone who inspires you as far as the trombone and jazz goes?
Mr. Wycliffe Gordon over here.
Pretty amazing night, huh?
Yeah.
So we have some music for you to play. Joe, what is that going to be for this week's cutting contestant?
Well, we're going to have our two contestants do battle.
Uh-oh.
On this Charlie Parker composition. This is called Now's the Time. Thank you.
I, Cliff Gordon.
And I think we should clarify that Cole is a high schooler.
High schooler, right. Senior in high school.
Right. Yes.
Now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think folks in the Northeast had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The Super Bowl was blacked out.
Yes.
Gave everyone a fright. That football game, it got blacked out. And you know, that just ain't right.
No.
Everybody, except for Charlie Sheen, for him, it happens every night.
Hillary's done with running, though she could win with ease.
Yes, she could, my girl.
Mrs. Clinton made her mind up, though she left a little tease. You know her lips say no, 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 but her hubby says please, please, please.
I ran, they sent a monkey into orbit and beyond. Instead, I wish they would have sent Ahmadina Jad.
If you bet on the 49ers, you had your share of boo-hoo-hoo. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Wycliffe with a tune from his latest recording, Hello Pops, a tribute to Louis Armstrong. Basin Street Blues.
Why don't you come along with me?
Come along with me.
It's down the Mississippi.
Down the Mississippi.
And we'll take a boat down to the land of dreams. Steaming down the river down to New Orleans. The band will be there to meet us.
The band will be there to meet us.
Yes, friends there to greet us.
To beat us.
That's right, we're going to the place where all of the elite meet. Heaven on earth, dig all in Basin Street. Pop said, Wamblodine, Zine, Zoop, Uzzatundine, and Jizzle-Zibble-Zane, and the shoople do de do you shop. Bit and zit dom, zit dim dom, little dom. Shop bit bit dot 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 ziz, all ziz little dom. Pop the zoop de beat and zon de din zang. Pop a oop pop and shook and shook zit and zit zit do. Yes, yes. I'll show you, I said, Basin Street, this is the street where all of the evening meet. Way down yonder in New Orleans, that's the land of dreams. You never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Yes, siree, I'm glad to be where welcome's free and dear to me. I know I can lose all of my Basin Street blues.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out what our special guest Wycliffe Gordon's got to say about his most recent and upcoming CD releases. David Bassey, you have the floor.
I don't know if he could still talk after playing that trombone like a didgeridoo. Mr. Gordon, come in, please. Mr. Gordon.
I'm here.
Here I am, present. If someone wanted to find you on the World Wide Web, would they go www.wycliffegordon.com, possibly?
Yes, www.wycliffegordon.com.
www.wycliffegordon.com. Easy to find. Anywhere on the World Wide Web. Just hop in, right?
Yes, hop in.
And you can buy your CDs and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, CDs, sheet music, print music, and several publications. I have a method book called Sing It First.
I have a pain in my arm. Do you have a tonic for that on my website? It hurts really bad.
It hurts when you move it a certain
way? It hurts
way?
When I slide the trombone like
that. Don't do that.
Don't do that anymore. I got it. So you have a tribute to Louis Armstrong. You made a record. You made an album, like an album, like an old school thing. Like when...
Yes, it was a... I wanted to do a CD of the music of Louis Armstrong that was most poignant to me. And it wasn't all of his hits, but it was music from the Hot Fives and Sevens on through the All-Stars, including music that he did with... the great duets he did with Ella Fitzgerald. So I wanted to pay homage to that.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing. You know, it is an extreme honor to have you on the show this evening. Thank you so much for being with us. Wycliffe Gordon, www.wycliffegordon.com, Pete.
I got to check it out. www.wycliffegordon.com. Besides that, this week we celebrate the birthdays of Walter Page, Rufus Reed, saxophonist Wardell Gray, Buck Hill, and Steve Wilson, born this week, along with the drummer who gets the credit for discovering Ella Fitzgerald, Chick Webb. How about piano innovator Sergio Mendez, born this week, along with Sir Roland Hanna, who traveled around the world with jazz. And it's birthday week of Bill Evans, whose work with Miles Davis and others shaped the way everyone played jazz in the 50s and 60s. And as always, to learn more about these cats, sign up on our website at 12thstreetjump.com for our weekly e-blast, where you get more information on upcoming shows and links to our featured artist recordings. Check out our YouTube channel and watch Blues in the News. It's all what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you've got so much class.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
Jump Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hands on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out the Smoking Jackets at the Exchange in Lansing, Michigan. The Bad Plus will be shaking things up at the Institute for Contemporary Art in Boston. And at the Globe Cafe in Miami, well-traveled drummer Rodolfo Zuniga hosts Saturday Night Jazz.
The Bad Cactus Brass Band will find themselves at the Lost Dutchman Resort in Phoenix. And you know it's going to be hot in Pittsburgh when Velvet Heat plays at Little E's Blues and Jazz Club.
And if you want to keep up with our man Wycliffe Gordon, be sure to check him out at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. Or check out his website,
www.wycliffegordon.com.
For a list of all his upcoming shows and great recordings, get out there, support your local jazz and blues scene. That's where it's always jumping.
Here's Wycliffe Gordon to sing and play trumpet on one of his own compositions, Hello Pops.
Yes, so hello Pops, how you doing? You mean the world to me. Hello Pops, what's brewing? You lived your life so fancy free. Well, you stopped wars with your music. You made friends of all your enemies. Yes, if I can do it for 10 million, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. So hello, Pops, what's a cooking? Probably part of some of those red beans and rice. Hello, Pops, how's it looking? You made a living down here quite nice. If I could do that for 10 billion, wouldn't amount to what you did for me. I said, hello, 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 Pops.
Hello, 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 Pops. Oh, Bob's.
Smoking jazz. We'll light the candles. Then see what else heats up. The calves and the bulls. I was planning on serving salmon. You do, and I'll barbecue your rump roast. That's what you said last time. Oh, baby, you really know how to give a girl the blues. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. I ain't got not one telephone number. Nothing but the blues. Ooh, ooh. Here's Wycliffe Gordon and the band with a tune that Satchmo himself wrote, Swing That Music.
I spit a day.
Celebrate the music of Wycliffe Gordon. Give it up for Wycliffe Gordon! A very special thanks to our cutting contestant, Cole Harrison!
Yeah. Cole Harrison. Wow.
And as always, the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano. How about the lovely Nedra Dixon and David Bassey?
Yeah.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, upload manager Brett Schlegel, and producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com in case you are for the help in launching 12th Street Jump.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz vocalist Nancy Wilson. Until then, I am Pearl McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!
Jump, 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 jump,